It's the interface here at iWiveWrestling.com. Hi everyone, Joey LaRocque joining you once again. Well, last week I told you that this week I will be talking about the Coronation Cup tournament's history, but that's going to have to be put on hold because just a few short moments ago, I received an email from the iWiveW management representative, Mr. Harold Touchelet, and he told me that he had just convened a meeting with the iWiveW Championship Committee and the Board of Directors, and a decision has been made as it pertains to the Coronation Cup tournament happening this year on June 25th in Balsam Spa, New York. And the decision is that because the IYFW title was vacated back on April 30th at Defy the Odds, this year the Coronation Cup tournament, instead of naming the next top contender, will actually be for the vacated In Your Face Wrestling Championship. That's right, the winner of the tournament this year will become the next In Your Face Wrestling Champion. This is a huge, huge announcement here, folks, on the interface, and I'm glad I got that email when I did. Now, as I went further into the email I got from Touchelet, he explained to me that this year they are going to choose four of the top contenders in IYFW, but there will also be four wildcard spots to be filled as well. That's open to anybody in IYFW. It could be somebody brand new, it could be someone who's been there for a while, anyone who sends their inquiry, sends their application to the management, they will be considered for the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Now, speaking of championships, I want to talk about the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions just for a moment. That's right, the International Ego Trip, the Northern Stud and the Mighty Franz Roddy. Now, these two men successfully defended their titles back on April 30th against the Celtic Crew, but it seemed very, very obvious, at least in my eyes, that there were some rifts and miscommunications between the two men. It definitely seemed as Franz Roddy was out for all the glory that night, and the Northern Stud was visibly upset at these actions by Franz Roddy. We have been trying to get some kind of confirmation from either one of these two men on if there are problems, if they've worked them out, but they keep coming back and saying there are no problems, there's no dissension whatsoever, and on June 25th they will be ready to defend the tag team titles once again as the quote-unquote best tag team in IYFW. Well, that remains to be seen, and I can't wait to find out who management will decide to be the next contenders for the IYFW Tag Team Championships. Well, it looks like I'm going to have a lot of homework to do. I'm going to be checking up with all the IYFW wrestlers to see who is putting in their applications to be a part of the tournament, who gets chosen to be in the tournament this year, what kind of great matches are we going to see in the finals. Eight men will all come down to two, and those two men, one of them will become the next In Your Face Wrestling Champion. June 25th, the Coronation Cup 2011 just became all that much bigger, folks. It's going to be a great night in Balsam Spa, New York. And I do want to say just very briefly, folks, I'm recording this on Friday, May 20th, and unfortunately this morning we got some tragic news in the passing of a true wrestling legend, Macho Man Randy Savage, unfortunately passed away this morning. And we just wanted to say on behalf of everyone here in IYFW, we send all our condolences to his family. What an incredible performer Macho Man Randy Savage was, a huge influence to many people involved with In Your Face Wrestling, a man that will never be forgotten. And to Randy, Macho Man Savage, Randy Poffo, we say thank you, sir. We thank you for the great matches and the great memories. That's all I've got this week, folks. This is Joey LaRocque for The Interface. We'll see you soon.